move on to, I guess, phase three in the long years in the Netherlands, Harry.
Thank you, Ken. Now, of course, indeed, Richard came to Holland from Sydney via, I think, 3 years or so in California. And that's a very brave thing to do, to come from California to Holland. It's much more plausible to turn that around. But the amazing thing is, of course, that in Holland, in the radio astronomy, we have a lot of Australians. Frank Kerr, I think, was the first one to come and to collaborate in putting together an all-sky map of VH1 distribution and the velocity field of the Milky Way in the late 50s. And then when the Vernalis cross plans came, we had, let's see, Brian Robinson, Chris Christensen,
Gordon Robertson.
Brian Robinson, was it? I will be corrected all through their speech. That's the way Australians are. Well, but that's really not as bad. Calvin Wellington, John O'Sullivan, a brilliant engineer, who made hundreds of millions at first ESRO for work he did in Holland. But that's another story. And of course, Bill Agos and Ron Eakers, who came to Groningen and made the Westerbork telescope very productive and put Groningen back on the world map for astronomy. And so, but you know, in the end, it turned out all these Australians were transients. The one Australian who came was Richard, and he stayed for, I think, for over 30 years. So he's not an Australian, he's a Dutchman. He's a Dutch astronomer, he has a Dutch passport, and we asked him and Billy that we welcome them back home soon, now that he's a free man. I must say that Richard lived sort of by a maxim of one of my favorite English literary figures, Oscar Wilde, who said, "Progress is the realization of utopia." I think that's the maxim for great leadership. If you have a utopia, then that is a distant goal which may or may not come within reach, but it can optimize all the things you do in a day or in a week or in a month or in a year, because you have that goal that gives you both direction and that can also give you more momentum. Now, I think Richard's goal, when not too late after he came to Holland, was that European VLBI should be a good system and that it should be centered in the Netherlands in something which we now call JIVE. And that's what he strove for, and of course, that is in fact he realized. So he realized his first utopia. But in human life, when you have utopias that are actually realized, you very soon form other utopias. His next utopia, I think, is the SKA. Now, should we be sorry for him for not realizing that utopia just yet? Well, I think not really. Because, you know, in Germany there's a saying that is, der Weg ist das Ziel. The road is the goal. That your life trajectory is, with all of the trials and tribulation, is where you achieve the meaning of your life, all the achievements on your way. And so you should not really feel sad if you haven't quite reached that, because the meaning is not in the very end. We all know what the very end is, but you know, it is what you do, what you enjoy, and what you achieve en route. And we all know that Richard achieved a great deal, and we in Holland, and I think we in Europe, and we in the world are grateful for his wonderful contributions to our science, which I think will propagate into the future. Now, talk about the future and about this goal. I think most of you know, of course, that we in Europe live in precarious times, and that it is still conceivable that in Portugal and Spain things will implode, and that will cause huge havoc in our lives. We scientists tend to ignore those threats to society, but it is very real even today. In that case, Oscar Wilde has another maxim which is loved by astronomers and which will then be very relevant, and that is, we are all in the gutter. Hello. We are all in the gutter. but some of us are looking at the stars.